All right, welcome to the Situation Update for Christmas Eve, December 24th, 2021. Mike Adams here. Something special for you today. I've got about a 13-minute Christmas video message that I recorded a couple of hours ago. I'd like to play that first because it's a very heartfelt message about Christmas and you and I and what we're doing here and why God put us on this planet at this moment, this crazy, insane tipping point for humanity. Why are we here? What's Christmas got to do with everything? or Christ, for that matter, or the universe, the cosmos, the creation of everything? What does it all have to do with us? So let's go into that message here. And then after that, I've got some breaking news for you about Evergrande, some financial stuff that, and I don't know, the potential for war, just a few things, some chatter that a lot of people aren't paying attention to. I'm going to cover that on the other side of this. So here's my Christmas message for you, and Merry Christmas. God bless you all. Merry Christmas to each and every one of you. I'm Mike Adams, of course, the founder of Brighteon, and I just have a little special Christmas message for you here for Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. And I want to thank you, first of all, for all of your support for our platform and the efforts, and thank you for your patience and putting up with our little glitches from time to time. We're working very diligently to bring you this incredible platform of not just free speech, but the freedom to think. And we have just an incredible lineup of hosts that you've seen as you've watched the Brighteon.tv broadcast. And I got to tell you, there's much more coming in 2022. Not only are we launching BrighteonRadio.com, which will feature all new hosts in an audio-only format, so it's a low-bandwidth format that's very suitable for people who might be in low-bandwidth nations or maybe don't have a good connection on your mobile device or what have you. You can just listen on BrighteonRadio.com. But in addition, we're expanding Brighteon.tv in terms of additional hosts and the broadcast hours and documentaries and streaming live events and all these things that we're working on very diligently. We have made major investments in hardware, in bandwidth. I mean, actually purchasing a year's worth of bandwidth in advance. We're in the middle of a migration to our new hosting data center, which involves mostly a code rewrite of all the key components because of the different environment. I'm not going to bore you with the technical details, but we are in this for the long haul, and we're in it for all the right reasons. And without your support, it would not be possible. So number one, just thank you for all of your support. Brighteon.com, Brighteon.tv, and BrighteonRadio.com coming up. When you support our advertisers, that helps us in a huge way. You know, our advertisers like the Satellite Phone Store and CaliKey.com and so many others that are on the network. I'm not going to go through the whole list. Also, we've received quite a few donations from Brighteon.com. We have a donate button there. And if you wish to donate to us, we do put it immediately to good use for our R&D efforts and our hosting environment. And we appreciate all those donations. It you would not believe the cost and complexity of what it takes to run a network like this, which is why almost nobody's doing it. You know, think about the platforms that you know of. There aren't that many, right? I mean, in addition to us, there's BitChute, and there's Rumble, and there's Odyssey, and I guess Gab hosts videos as well. And by the way, we support all these different platforms, but we have a little different approach compared to, for example, Rumble, which I think is going the IPO route, and kind of the Wall Street, you know, venture-backed investment route, which is fine. It's just we've chosen a different route, which is to never have venture capital, never have investors, and never go public. And the reason for that is because we never want to have to answer to some committee or some board members. We never want to be pressured into share prices or appeasing shareholders or anything of that kind. Because kind of like Andrew Torba at Gab, we are free speech purists, which means we really believe in freedom of speech. We are not in this to have an IPO and go public and pocket $1 billion or what. I mean, $1 billion isn't even worth anything anymore. I mean, it's all fiat currency anyway. It's all going to collapse. So who cares, right? I would rather live in a world with free speech than live in a world where you have $1 billion that collapses the next week and becomes zero. Who cares? But we're all about promoting these freedoms and these ideas that I believe are the core, the pillars of the sustainability of human civilization. So when I see videos on Brighteon that talk about, you know, hydroponic food production, which I'm into as well, or that talk about self-defense, or talk about living off-grid, or have, you know, wilderness skills, survival skills, or even I see preachers, like we have Pastor Leon Benjamin, who's wonderful. We have Dr. John Diamond, and we have so many amazing people who have so much wisdom and knowledge that they're sharing with you each and every day. And that's why we built this platform. That's what it's really all about, is transferring knowledge. And I just hope that we can continue to bypass the censorship and the attacks and so on. I believe we will. We've been very successful so far, and with your support, I think we will continue to be successful. And we're growing each and every day, and somehow God has blessed us with the financial resources, and well, I suppose I have to thank you as well, but you and God together have blessed us with the financial resources to continue to grow this network and grow our platform and really pursue this mission that we have of uplifting humanity with knowledge and setting people free with awareness and with truth and with true enlightenment about reality, about what's going on in the world and about human consciousness and the value of life, protecting life, all these things that we believe in deeply. And so my Christmas message to you is not just a simple Merry Christmas, but also that I hope that this Christmas is a real tipping point for each of us in terms of where we go from here. Because I think that, excuse me, I think that the world, it's never going back to what it was before. And I think that the overreaching evil elements that are trying to depopulate the planet right now and destroy humanity, I believe they will fail. But in this process of them overreaching, they will inadvertently wake up a huge portion of the human survivors, the vaccine Holocaust survivors, which includes you and I. And because of this mass awakening, the evil will be defeated. They will be destroyed and dismantled. And the future age for humanity will be a golden age after we get through this mass death and suffering and dark winter and everything that Joe Biden is threatening us with, and the drug companies are trying to kill us off and so on. But on the other side of that is a golden age. So I think right now, here at the end of 2021, we face this incredible opportunity to double down on our core values, which is freedom and protection of life, protecting children from not just abortion, but also from these COVID bioweapon shots, but also our core values of having faith in a higher power, knowing that God is real and knowing that God has us here for a very real and even urgent purpose, that our lives are not purposeless. They are lived with great meaning, and that this meaning resonates with the very fabric of the cosmos and the creation of the entire universe. I mean, we are part of it. We are an extension of that incredible life that was breathed into the physical reality that now surrounds us. So, you know, never think that your role is small or insignificant. It is incredibly important. And each and every one of us who can be awakened and connected with the truth of who we are and why we're here, that is a powerful force that can defeat, you know, thousands of times more enemies who have rejected God, and they believe in Satanism and demonism and destruction, anti-humanism and abortion and all these things that they believe in. Oh, they love vaccines and masks too, by the way, as you know. It's kind of interesting because then they have a costume You know, it's kind of like the demonic entities on our planet now have a costume. They just put on a mask and advertise who they are. So it's kind of easy to spot now, even without seeing their demon faces, you know. But in any case, I mean, I'm exaggerating a little bit on that, but they are wearing a costume to indicate their belief system. And most of those people do not believe in God, and they do not believe in humanity. Their gods are Fauci and science, whatever that means to them. It's not even real science. But anyway, I'm not going to go into all that. We can cover that later. But let this be a turning point for us as we move into 2022, because this is the pivot point of the future of human civilization. And what we decide to do now determines the future that we get. And I can see this going a couple of different ways. In one rendition of the future, we collapse into an authoritarian future of, you know, medical tyranny, forced injections, COVID death camps, and just the worst science fiction nightmare you can imagine. In another future, we defeat the evil forces. Humanity is set free. There's a mass awakening. We dismantle the entire corrupt death care system of so-called vaccines and bioweapons research and gain-of-function research and all that, the corrupt politicians, corrupt science journals, corrupt media, corrupt pharmaceutical giants, and so on. And we reclaim our future. We bring it back to humanity, away from, you know, transhumanism and destruction, and into the true humanity and the true divinity, which resonates with the reason why we're here in the first place. So those are the two choices, or the two directions we have. I guess one choice to choose that direction. But those are the two outcomes that are competing right now. And it's kind of like Schrodinger's box. It's like both outcomes exist in the future. You just don't know which one it is until you open the lid and look in there. You know, is the cat dead or alive? Is human civilization dead or alive? We don't know yet. But we are at that moment where we can determine the outcome based on our actions and our courage and our dedication to these principles of divinity and truth. And that's what I stand for. And that's why I built Brighteon.com, and which ultimately became Brighteon TV and Brighteon Radio. And there's more. There's more coming as well. So that's what I stand for. That's what I believe. I believe that you probably share many, if not all, of those values, and that's why I value you as a contributor. And please help us spread the word, share the links to Brighteon, tell other people about the broadcast. Of course, all of our links are banned on Facebook and Twitter and so on, so you got to get creative and tell people about it in emails and, you know, face-to-face and spread the word. But we are here fighting for humanity, and that's exactly why we are banned, as you know. We are here for all the right reasons, and we're not going away. We are incredibly dedicated to this mission. It is the mission of a lifetime, and it is a mission that we must accept because it is a mission that is put upon us through divine, what do you call it? Divine intervention? I don't know. I mean, I think God has a purpose for each and every one of us. And so this is not a coincidence that you and I are here together right now in this time, this most desperate time of human civilization, and that you and I have, for whatever reason, the awareness and the courage to make a difference. So God calls upon us now to take action, to make that difference, to defend humanity and expose the death merchants that now dominate our society. So I know that's more than just a Christmas message, but I felt like I needed to share this with you right now. In any case, beyond all that, Merry Christmas, if that's okay to say that now. We will be broadcasting. Not everybody's turning in a new show because of the holiday schedule, but we'll be streaming some shows that are repeats, some best of shows, but also some new shows as well. So continue to tune in to Brighteon.tv. Throughout the whole post-Christmas week and New Year's and so on, I'll be contributing as well. And also remember that if there are breaking news events, I can even come on, and other people would be happy to come on. I like Pete Santilli, for example. He loves to cover breaking news events, and So if there's breaking news, tune into Brighton TV. We're going to have somebody there covering it. You know, some big world-changing event, false flag event, I don't know. If something big happens, I'll jump on myself and we'll cover it. Okay. So God bless you. Thank you for your support. Have a Merry Christmas. And if I don't do another video, well, I think I will, but Happy New Year if I don't. In any case, get ready for 2022, folks. It's going to be an interesting year. One we will never forget. I'm Mike Adams. God bless you. Take care. So thanks for all your support, and Merry Christmas to you, as I just said. There's a lot of buzz, shifting gears here. Some things going down. Evergrande is refusing to pay its employees now. And so the buzz out of China is that Evergrande employees in provinces such as Guangxi are going to go on strike today. I guess that's, yeah, today. And because they're not being paid, not even wages. So the company, Evergrande, is going into a total default collapse. The contagion risk is extremely high. It's spreading across China. And as you know, this has a lot to do with certain stable coins in crypto. And if you look at how they pumped up Bitcoin over the last couple of days, it was just happened to coincide with another $1 billion worth of Tether, what's called US dollar Tether, $1 billion worth created by Tether, just digital money printing, and then Bitcoin goes up. So people are kind of catching on to what's going on there, where we know Tether's actual assets are tied to some corporate paper exposure in China, and China's real estate market is absolutely imploding. And we are looking at where all this is going, and I'm kind of wondering if 2022 might be called year zero, where so many things get zeroed out, which could be the US dollar, could be Bitcoin, could be Tether, could be the power grid. I mean, 2022, the great reset. And when you reset something, what do you start over from? Zero. So yes, what the globalists are talking about is absolutely true. They want a great reset, a global reset, and that is resetting everything to zero. So I might call it the year of zero. By the way, just on an interesting side note here, and I'm serious about this, I've decided I'm going to produce vinyl albums. Well, one in particular, a collector's edition vinyl album, large vinyl record that's going to be my observations of 2021, kind of an attempt at all of our shared memories of the craziness of 2021, what we all went through, so that we never forget that. And I'm putting it on vinyl, a vinyl record, so that they can't delete it, they can't censor it, they can't wipe it from the cloud. And we're going to sell this in our store and ship it to you physically, so you're going to need a record player to play this sucker. Yeah. And I'm going to sign each album. Well, technically each album cover. So these are going to be... It's going to be fun. And I'm thinking of calling it Told You So. But it sounds a little, I don't know, it's got a little too much attitude. But I feel like it's we told the world, you and I, all of us, we knew this was going to happen. And so it's kind of like the album's not called I Told You So, but rather Told You So. Like, we all know, we get it. So maybe I'll entitle it We Told You So or something. Like the insanity of 2021 and the craziest year we all lived through. Well, craziest so far, much more coming. But, you know, 50 years from now, if humanity's still here, your grandchildren or great-grandchildren, they will look at this thing. It's like, what is this black vinyl with grooves on it? And you're like, play that sucker, if you're even around. or any of us, you know, maybe your kids or whatever, they're like, no, play this. This is what they went through in 2021. And they'll play it and they'll hear these observations about, you know, we're going to go through all the craziness and just kind of, they're going to go, no way, that's crazy. People had three sewing machines. No, they had a biological male swimmer on the female swimming team. And everybody had to clap and cheer and say, that's a woman. Yeah, really? Yeah. Welcome to 2021. We're going to go through all of it. And I'm going to put that on an album. So don't buy record players yet. I want to make sure I can actually do this. I got to find a company that will make, that will stamp out the records. And who knows? I might get censored by all those companies. They might hear my audio. They're going, oh, no, we're not going to do that. No, I mean, can't allow art in this in 2021, which is kind of my whole point of why I need to make this album. Maybe I'll call it Instant Contraband. You know, it's like, told you so, 2021 in review, Instant Contraband. And hide it, trade it, pass it down. No one will ever believe this because they're going to erase all our history and all our memories, Ministry of Truth operations, Orwellian reality, all that. But anyway, folks, we got to go old school. We got to go back to old school, which is what my upcoming book, Resilient Prepping, is all about. We got to go back to old school because that's what they can't monitor and they can't censor. They can't delete it remotely if it's on vinyl. They would have to come to your house and find it. And there might be resistance against that. Hey, how dare you confiscate my albums? I got an old copy of Pink Floyd in there, too. You can't have that. All right, so in addition to the Evergrande accelerating collapse that's happening right now, even though most, you know, news writers are on vacation, we have hundreds of locations of banks closing all across America right now, including Wells Fargo, Bank of America, JP Morgan Chase. So this is from New York or nypressnews.com. And they were covering all of this, all these bank closures are just suddenly. Wells Fargo has apparently closed 288 branch locations just quietly. Now, remember the other day, it was just a couple days ago, I said I walked into a local bank and I couldn't believe it. They'd ripped all the teller furniture out. Looks like there was going to be a liquidation sale. You know, they're just like, is anybody here? They don't answer their phone. And sure enough, they're shutting them down nationwide. Now I ask you, is this just a coincidence or is it part of the global reset? Everything goes to zero. Like, you're going to wake up and like, oh, by the way, your bank account, it's all been zeroed and the bank is gone. Now, wait a second. There used to be a, you know, Bank of America right there. I banked there. And you're like, well, it's not there anymore. They're gone. Well, where's my account? Oh, you mean your virtual digital account that never existed? Yeah, that's been taken. Or, you know, the old South Park episode. And it's gone. Where's my money? Well, you never had it. Yep. Don't you know that once you deposit in the bank, you are actually a creditor of the bank. That money is no longer yours. That's the bank's money. And they usually agree to give it to you when you demand it, but they don't have to. They can just take it. It's called a bail-in. They just take the money and say, well, it's ours now. Good luck. What do you think? You think that's about to happen? Great reset? I don't know. Something like that is shaping up. In this story, by the way, let's see. Wells Fargo and Company. Oh, I'm sorry. Bank of America spokesperson Betty Reese said, quote, our temporary financial center closures have occurred in areas where we're seeing fewer visits or where our staffing is not sufficient for all to remain open. She's saying they can't staff the branches. Well, why don't they have staff? Because they probably fired them. Because they're closing everything down. Yeah. Okay. You know, I'm just keeping my eyes open for the signs of things that are happening, but you gotta admit, it's pretty creepy when you read just quietly, hundreds of branches of banks are closing all across the country right before Christmas Eve. Just like when no one would notice it, you know, when everybody's off with family. Why the time? Something doesn't add up here. That's all I'm saying. Something doesn't add up in this. And then there's something else here. There's a lot of chatter right now about Russia about to launch an attack on NATO forces in Europe, and also a lot of buzz about Israel's about to launch an attack on Iran. I mean, like a really strong kinetic attack to take out Iran's nuclear capabilities. So be on the alert for these attacks. And by the way, there was an oil refinery that caught on fire and blew up real good in Texas yesterday. I forgot, what was it called? It was in Baytown. Oh, here it is. Yeah, Exxon. It's an Exxon refinery in Texas. This is one of the largest refineries in the country, by the way. And I don't know if you saw any of the video, but it's huge. Let's see. Baytown, Texas, one of the largest refining and petrochemical. Whew, man. Well, actually, you know what? I'm going to show you this video. Check this out.
At around 1 a.m. today, we had a fire at our Baytown refinery. Our emergency response team continue to work to extinguish that fire. Our first priority at this time is to ensure the safety of our community and also the safety of our people and the facilities. First and foremost, we're saddened to inform that at this time, four individuals have been injured and are receiving medical treatment. For those four individuals, they're currently in a stable condition. All other personnel at the site have been accounted for, and we're ensuring that these individuals are receiving the best care possible, and we'll continue to support their families through this difficult time. Our industrial hygiene staff have been conducting air monitoring through this incident.
All right, so there you go. The apparently Australian spokesperson there for ExxonMobil. I don't know what an Australian guy is doing being the spokesperson for a Texas oil plant. Nothing against Australians, by the way. It just sounds a little odd. You know, you hear about a refinery blowing up in Texas, you expect a Texan to get on there. It's on fire. And we brought in all them trucks and got after it. We took care of that. We don't want to be burning up oil. We'd rather sell it to you. You know, welcome to Texas, which I love. I love Texas. I'm not mocking Texas oil industry. I love the Texas oil industry. And you should, too, if you knew how bad things would be in America without the Texas oil refineries. Very bad. You'd be paying $10 a gallon for gasoline, and all the prices of everything made from petroleum would go through the roof, even worse than you can imagine. So I'm celebrating the Texas oil refineries and putting out the fires and all that. I mean, thank God it didn't blow up worse, so to speak, but it was a bad fire. There's no question about it. It was a bad fire. And I'm glad that there weren't more people injured or killed in that fire. And there are rumors that this was, you know, sabotage. Was nothing that we can confirm. Obviously, it's just more chatter. But you may recall that I talked about this previously, that when China is about to invade the United States, they would activate their domestic operators to go start attacking what? Oh, oil refineries. Yes. And how would they attack them? Mortars. Things like that, right? Rockets, you know, RPGs and all the other things they've smuggled in. I don't know that that's what happened here. I don't know. But just saying, war is about to happen with Russia. And a lot of people believe that Russia and China are going to team up and go after America and NATO at the same time. So hopefully that is not what has happened. Hopefully this was just an accident. But I tell you what, too many coincidences keep happening. Like all the hundreds of banks just closing, the bank locations closing all across the country yesterday. Oil refinery blowing up. Russia about to attack NATO. A lot of coincidences. Evergrande about to go completely bust. Yeah, with a lot of risk throughout the conventional financial sector. Folks, my spidey sense is going off like crazy. And I hate to bring this news to you as we're moving into Christmas, but my spidey sense is going crazy right now. Something is up. This is not a good situation. So let me leave you with this. If something big breaks, something starts happening, like war, then obviously I'm going to start recording podcasts right away. I'm going to get on live on Brighton TV and start broadcasting. Hopefully that won't happen. Hopefully we can have a nice, calm Christmas weekend and spend time with family and friends. And maybe do a little prepping on the side, you know, grow some more plants, whatever you're into. But I'm afraid that things are looking super dicey and we're on the verge of some nasty events. So I guess we'll see. In the meantime, thank you so much for everything, for all your support. And thank you for sharing these podcasts. Thank you for watching Brighton TV and, you know, using Brighton.com and everything that you do. I thank you so much. We wouldn't be here without you. And we are working very, very, very hard to keep everything going and growing well into 2022. And also, by the way, I think you will thank me for the fact that I decided not to play the video of the mask-wearing nurses singing Christmas carols at the White House, which happened yesterday. I was going to play that video, but I thought I might accidentally make you pee a little bit. You might have a little laughter cringe, little drippity drip from watching this thing, and that might embarrass you in front of your family members. You might say, oh, what, you have an incontinence problem? No, I was just watching these masked nurses dancing and singing Christmas carols at the White House, and it was so bad that it was funny. So I decided to save you from that embarrassment. Actually, I wish we could save America from that embarrassment. I watched that video for you so that you don't have to. I can never erase it from my consciousness. And it is a very bad memory of Christmas now that's going to be added to my mental photo album of Christmases throughout life. This is the craziest one ever. You should be happy you didn't see that. Oh, what the heck? Here it is. The tree before my spirit falls again. Fill up the stockings. I might be rushing things, but deck the halls again now.
Oh, we need a little Christmas right this very minute. Candles in the window, carols at the spinning. Yes, we need a little Christmas right this very minute. It hasn't snowed a single flurry, but
okay, sorry to subject you to that. I totally set you up for that one. That's totally my fault. But just think about the insanity of this year. You have dancing, masked nurses. They're singing with masks on. They're dancing with masks on, except for some of them don't have masks. So I guess we're told that somehow the virus won't infect them. You know. And the singing is obviously all pre-recorded. They're lip-syncing this thing. And they're lip-syncing while masked. I mean, think about the insanity of it. It's fakery upon fakery. Science fakery, theatrical fakery, White House fakery. Maybe that's what we should call the album. 2021, the year that everything was fake. You know, a fable that actually happened. But there you go. I'm going to leave you with that because that's all I can handle. And I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. If I don't post anything, which is possible over the weekend, who knows? But Merry Christmas to all of you. God bless you. And we'll check my channel. Who knows? I might have some surprises for you over the next few days. But thank you for everything. And have a Merry Christmas. Take care.